why is that? Why don't they want McCarthy as Speaker?
Yeah, so some of the initial kind of 5 to 6 holdouts basically just made the argument that this was about shaking up the status quo. I'm talking here about Congressman Matt Gaetz, especially, who was maybe the earliest to emerge as a McCarthy, a never McCarthy vote.
I'm nominating Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is humble, perhaps today, humble to a fault. Maybe the right person for the job of Speaker of the House isn't someone who wants it so bad. Maybe the right person for the job of Speaker of the House isn't someone who has sold shares of themselves for more than a decade to get it.
Others like Congressman Bob Good from Virginia, Matt Rosendale from Montana, Andy Biggs from Arizona, they focused more on the House rules and changing, you know, the changes that need to be made before they could support somebody like McCarthy. And then we had kind of the holdouts who didn't really say a whole lot before but wound up voting against him, who were still kind of learning what their issues with him are, and certainly McCarthy wants to know what their issues with him are. But again, there are so many different dynamics here that winning over all of these people, doing any 1, 2, 3, or even 5 things is going to be very difficult. So, you know, before this vote, Kevin McCarthy put a number of concessions in his House rules package, and clearly that didn't seem to have done him much good. He can try to go farther, but on some level for some of these members, it seems to be kind of that status quo question, and that's not something that Kevin McCarthy is very capable of solving at this point.
Okay, and tell me more about that status quo question.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is coming from the evolution of the Republican Party. Starting in the Tea Party era around the 2009-2010 election year, there became a premium in the Republican Party on sticking it to the establishment. And in some ways, the establishment is the leadership of the Republican Party. And so we don't talk too much about the Tea Party these days, but really that the ethos of that movement lives on in a lot of ways, and that's created a situation in which some of these members ran for Congress on opposing leadership, trying to shake things up in the Republican Party. Others may just genuinely want there to be some changes in how the House conducts its business, to empower the rank and file, to allow them to remove a speaker, things like that. I think there's a lot of very different reasons, but that also makes it more difficult for Kevin McCarthy, because it's not like he can focus on one thing to solve this problem for himself.